Over the past few years especially, we've heard more and more about backyard ultras. But why have they become such a phenomenon in the ultra-running world, and what makes them such a captivating challenge for runners at all levels? Why on earth would people do one of these seemingly endless events? You're listening to Choose to Endure, the show dedicated to the back-of-the-pack runners, where we share uplifting stories, interviews, gear, and training tips specific to the tail-end heroes of the Ultra Universe. My name's Richard Gleave. I've been running Ultras now since 2017. I have taken on and finished numerous distances, all the way up through now 220 miles, and I'm unashamedly a member of the back of the pack, just like you are. If you've never heard of backyard Ultras, or you need a refresher, or you're really just fascinated by what goes into these totally unique running events, then sit back, hold tight, and take a listen, because this is my hot take.
Discover raw, inspiring stories from runners who've been right where you are. This is the Choose to Endure Ultra Running Podcast. With your host,
he's English, not Australian,
Richard Gleave.
The Backyard Ultra, an innovative concept in the ultra-running world, was actually pioneered by the one and only Gary Lazarus Lake Cantrell. He renowned for the Barclay Marathons. And this novel race format debuted with Biggs Backyard Ultra in Tennessee. And this was held in Cantrell's backyard, actually, hence the name, in 2011. And it's designed to test not just the physical limits, but also, and really more so, the endurance and willpower of participants. So in these events, runners face a unique challenge. You've got to complete a 4.167 mile or 6.7 kilometer loop within an hour. This distance is meticulously chosen so that with 24-hour loops, that amounts exactly to 100 miles, the standard ultramarathon distance over 24 hours. However, and this is the kicker, unlike traditional races, a backyard ultra could extend and go on indefinitely. It's just governed by each participant's stamina, because the race operates on a last person standing principle, starting a new loop every hour on the hour. This format continues relentlessly until only one runner remains capable of finishing a loop in the set time, blending physical endurance with mental tenacity. And if no runners can finish the last loop, there's no winner declared, which is incredibly unique. During the remaining time within each hour after completing a loop, runners have the opportunity for rest, refueling, and recovery. They must, however, be ready and at the start line to begin the cycle again at the top of the next hour. And this leads to a really demanding rhythm of kind of run, rest, repeat that tests runners' limits and strategic planning. Backyard Ultras really started as a niche event within the ultra running community, but their unique format has captured the imagination of runners now worldwide. There's a world championships out there these days for these types of events. The original concept by Lazarus Lake has sparked a movement, leading to backyard ultras popping up globally. One of the key factors in the growing popularity of backyard ultras is their inclusivity. These events really level the playing field, where the traditional speed of a runner takes a backseat to mental toughness and endurance, which I think is incredibly different and very challenging. They attract a broad spectrum of participants, from elite ultra runners all the way to the likes of you and I looking to test their limits or maybe try a new distance in a new and unique way. The format of backyard ultras fosters a really strong sense of community too. Runners often share the course with the same people hour after hour, leading to deep connections and camaraderie. The social aspect, combined with the shared challenge, creates a hugely compelling draw for many runners. The rise of social media and coverage in running publications has really brought backyard ultras into the spotlight. Documentaries and articles about these races highlight their brutal challenge and the compelling human stories they also generate, further increasing their appeal. The mental challenge of backyards with no predetermined finish line taps into a deeper psychological drive for many runners. It's a battle against yourself as much, if not more so, than it is against the course or even other competitors. And that really appeals to those who are seeking to explore their own mental and physical limits. The format of the race has proved adaptable during times when traditional races face cancellations or restrictions due to global events like the COVID-19 pandemic. Virtual backyards have allowed runners to participate from their own locales while still feeling connected to this global community that has evolved. Along with evolving community, the concept has evolved too, with variations of the format appearing to keep it fresh and keep it challenging. Some races introduce additional elements like surprise obstacles or maybe varying the loop route so it will keep runners on their toes. And the thing I really like is that these events are democratizing ultra running. They appeal to such a wide range of runners, including those who may not be the fastest, may never be the fastest, but possess extraordinary endurance and mental strength. Think about Harvey Lewis, who is, if not the top, one of the top backyard ultra runners. Not the fastest, but incredible mental strength. I love the challenge that an infinite race puts in front of me, and it looks like a lot of others do too. I think in a world full of convenience and ease, looking for hard things like this really appeals to people. It isn't easy, and there's so much that we can all learn from that. So what are some of the specific challenges backyard ultras present, and what are some strategies that successful participants might use? Well, one of the most daunting aspects of backyards is definitely the psychological challenge of these endless loops. As a runner, you don't know when the race will end when you begin it, and that can be mentally exhausting and requires immense psychological resilience. Pacing strategy comes into play too. So unlike traditional races where pacing is often planned around known distances, backyard ultras require a pacing strategy that really tries to balance speed with the need to conserve energy and tackle ongoing needs of each runner, potentially for dozens of hours. Runners also need to efficiently manage their time within each hour to allow for, yes, the running, but also recovery, nutrition, and sometimes even brief sleep, which demands fantastic logistical planning and a lot of training. And maintaining adequate nutrition and hydration also becomes increasingly complex as the hours and the loops, also known as yards, start to pass by. Runners must ingest enough calories and fluids to sustain energy levels without causing GI distress. The longer you go, the more challenging that's going to get for you, especially when you know that there isn't really a finish line, a finish time, or a finish distance. Strategies participants seem to use vary a little bit, but some common ones focus on or around finding a pace that can be maintained hour after hour, and that often means running slower than you might do in a conventional ultra so that you can conserve energy. Strategies also look to maximize the rest period between loops, which is essential. This includes refueling, addressing any medical needs you might have, such as blisters, changing clothes if necessary, and even figuring out a way to power nap enough to where you're not crashing. There are some psychological tactics too, developing mental coping strategies such as breaking the race down into manageable segments, focusing on one loop at a time, and finding a way to instill some positive self-talk can really help manage the mental fatigue. You've also got to be prepared to adapt your strategy in response to changing physical and mental states, maybe the weather conditions, and the dynamics of the race. That's going to be really key to enduring the varying stages of a backyard ultra. Now, there is a team aspect to this too. Although runners have to complete the loop solo, having a support team to manage your logistics while you're out on the course, giving them orders in advance, giving them instructions of what you're going to need next time you come back around, that can be a significant advantage if they're able to offer moral support and keep a track of nutrition for you. Making sure you've got the right gear, especially if you've got challenging weather conditions, making sure it's prepared and accessible can make a substantial difference in maintaining comfort and performance. And then including back-to-back long runs in training from a strategy standpoint, practicing night running, and simulating somehow the race's hourly loop structure in advance can really help you prepare both body and mind for the unique demands of backyard ultras. So these races, as I mentioned, have fostered a unique cultural phenomenon within the ultra running community, and it's fascinating. It blends this intense individual competition with a strong sense of support and camaraderie. The runners often find themselves competing alongside each other for hours and hours, which, as I mentioned, leads to deep-rooted connections and mutual respect, yet cheering each other on in shared struggles and triumphs. The repetitive nature of the course, with runners starting together at the top of each hour, creates this shared experience that's rare in other race formats. And it's this communal aspect that fosters a supportive environment where runners cheer each other on, they share tips and stories, they even help each other through tough moments. The rise of backyard ultras represents really a cultural shift towards valuing mental fortitude as much as physical endurance. And this, I think, resonates with a much broader segment of our running community who appreciate the mental challenge and strategic aspect of endurance sports. Social media has played a significant role in shaping this community and culture as well. And runners share their experiences, their strategies, and these personal stories of success online, creating a narrative that's accessible and inspiring to really a global audience. This digital connectivity has helped in forming a widespread and engaged community. Backyards inherently promote inclusivity and equality. Every runner, regardless of who you are or where you come from, every runner starts each loop together, regardless of their previous achievements or pace or anything else. This level playing field is really the cornerstone of the backyard ultra culture, emphasizing effort and endurance over elite performance and speed. Many backyard ultras cultivate a festival atmosphere too, with aid stations, crew areas, and spectator spots turning into mini celebrations of the ultra running spirit. This festival-like environment contributes to the overall experience, making these events more than just the running. The format, pushing runners to their limits, naturally generates compelling stories of human endeavor, resilience, and sometimes transformation. These narratives enrich the culture of the sport, highlighting the personal growth and journey inherent in ultra running. As backyards grow in popularity, they kind of begin to develop their own legacy and their own traditions. Iconic races like Biggs Backyard Ultra really have set the standard and expectations, contributing to the lore and mystique of this particular format. The community aspect extends beyond the runners to the volunteers and the spectators who really become an integral part of the event. Their support and involvement further enhances the communal experience, creating this collective endeavor where everyone has a role in a race's unfolding story, whether you're in it or whether you're watching it or whether you are running it. With the race being in a fixed location and usually a loop, it's also much easier, for instance, to set up a camera and stream the event online as a race director, making it accessible to and watchable by, again, a huge global audience at any time. So logistically, these races are much easier to put on comparatively. So these types of races are influencing the broader ultra running scene too, including how traditional races might be incorporating elements of this particular format. The rise of backyard ultras reflects broader trends in endurance sports, such as increasing interest in personal limits and the blending, really, of this adventure and competition, the journey-style event. Backyard ultras challenge and expand the concept of endurance, emphasizing mental toughness as much, if not more so, than physical stamina. And this has encouraged ultra runners to think differently about their own limits, about their training, and to examine some totally different race strategies. The unique format of backyards has influenced other ultra running events to consider variations in their own race structures, introducing elements that challenge the traditional distance-based formats. Runners are adapting their training regimes to prepare for the unpredictability and mental demands of backyards, incorporating more flexibility and mental endurance training in addition to the physical speed and strength training that they probably have been doing anyway. The popularity of this style of racing has contributed to the growth of the ultra running community, attracting participants from diverse backgrounds and skill levels. The inclusivity aspect that we talked about has helped really globalize the sport. It's so easy to put on a race and anyone can do it. Events are now held worldwide, fostering a broader, more connected ultra running network. Backyard ultras have brought mental resilience to the forefront of ultra running discussions. They've highlighted the psychological aspect of endurance running, inspiring research, workshops, and content focused on mental training and well-being, much more than there was previously. By focusing on time spent running rather than distance covered, backyard ultras have, as I said before, democratized the field, allowing runners who may not be the fastest to excel based on endurance and strategy. And this shift has really broadened the appeal of ultra running, emphasizing that success in sport is not solely determined by speed, which I think speaks to many people out there. The logistical model of backyard ultras with the loop course and continuous format has inspired innovation in event management, including how aid stations, crew support, and race monitoring are handled. These innovations benefit the broader ultra-running event landscape in terms of efficiency and overall runner experience. The format, particularly with the central loop start-finish area, has enhanced spectator engagement too, making it easier for friends, family, and fans to be a big part of the experience. This accessibility increases the visibility of the sport again and enhances that event atmosphere. Backyards have contributed to this cultural shift within the ultra running community, valuing the persistence, community support, and personal challenge over traditional competitive metrics. This has fostered a culture that celebrates every participant's journey and their story, enhancing the transformative aspect of ultra running and its accessibility by a wider participant base. The growing interest in backyards has no doubt stimulated the ultra-running economy too, with increased demand for specialized gear, specialized coaching, and an uptick in overall race entries. This economic impact benefits the broader running industry, from local businesses to international brands. The rise of backyards has significantly impacted the ultra-running world, having influenced everything from individual runner psychology to global community dynamics and industry economics. It's that big. It's redefined what it means to endure and excel in the sport, embedding itself as a pivotal and beloved part of the overall ultra running narrative. So as we've journeyed through this totally unique world of backyard ultras, we've uncovered the rich tapestry that these events weave within the ultra-running community, from their grassroots beginnings to their rise as a global phenomenon. Backyard ultras really have redefined the boundaries. They've sparked a cultural shift, emphasizing that intrinsic value of personal challenge and communal support, over the conventional metrics of running in speed and distance. Backyard ultras, for me, stand as a testament to the enduring spirit of the ultra runner, relentless, resilient, and forever adaptable. These events are more than just races in my mind. They're really gatherings that celebrate the shared experience of pushing beyond known limits, fostering a deep sense of camaraderie and mutual respect among participants. The impact of backyards extends beyond the individual runner to influencing race formats, influencing training methodologies, and even, as we said, arguably the economic landscape of ultra running itself. These races invite us to explore the depths of our mental fortitude while providing a platform for growth, self-discovery, and connection with others. So, as we conclude this short exploration, I encourage you, whether you're an experienced ultra runner or someone curious about testing your own limits, to consider the challenge of a backyard ultra. These events offer a unique opportunity to engage with the ultra running community, to share in the collective endeavor of endurance, and to write your own story of perseverance and resilience. If you're feeling inspired or simply curious, why not take a moment to visit ultrasignup.com and do a search for the nearest backyard ultra to you? Who knows? The next loop, the next yard, could be the start of an unforgettable journey for you, one that challenges you, one that transforms you, and connects you with the enduring spirit of the ultra running community. And what I love best is that these races are totally accessible to everyone, regardless of your perceived running ability or running speed. You may tap into some mental strength you never knew you had, and you might actually have a decent shot at winning, no matter how fast you think you are or aren't. Well, thanks for listening. I've been your host, Richard Gleave. I'm really here just throwing some thoughts down on paper as I reviewed some backyard ultras I was looking at. Hopefully, you found something of value, and if so, I would encourage you to spend a few moments to rate or especially review the show and maybe introduce one of your ultra friends to it as well. I would thank you in advance if that's something you choose to do. So thanks for joining me on this deep dive into the world of backyard ultras, and perhaps I'll see you at the start line of a backyard ultra very soon. Keep running, keep exploring, and as always, choose to endure.
Thanks for running with us at the Choose to Endure podcast.
We hope you enjoyed the show. We had a blast. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. Keep racking up the miles and the stories, and we'll catch you at the next trailhead. Until then, remember to run long, run strong.